Go to Proverbs tonight. Proverbs chapter 17. I've got a lot of notes, but and most of it's scripture to read, and so I'm going to try to hurry as much as I can here. But we want to talk about something tonight. It's real important. Somebody said something about ignorance the other day, or being ignorant. And, you know, there's no reason to be ashamed because you're ignorant about something. That just means you don't know. Exactly. Ignorance has a cure. Foolishness doesn't. Right. And ignorance, you cure ignorance by learning. I remember there's a verse in the Bible that said, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant still. You know, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Well, I don't know, you know, the context of that. I don't think that's really a good attitude for us to adopt. You know, I don't want anybody to be ignorant. Don't want to be ignorant myself. We was working the other day and I told Wyatt, you know, you need to know how to do stuff. And you know how to, you learn how to do stuff by watching and doing it. Because if you know how to do stuff, then life will be a lot easier for you. You'll be able to make a living a lot easier. You'll be able to save yourself lots of money if you know how to do stuff for yourself. Instead of having, if you don't, that's one of the prices, the price of ignorance. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. One of the prices of ignorance is that it costs you a lot of money down the road. You got to pay somebody else to do what you don't know how to do. So learn all you can, while you can. The older you get, the harder it gets to learn. Do y'all know that? How many of you know that so far in life? Proverbs 17, verse 18, or 16, I'm sorry, says this, wherefore, is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, saying he hath no heart to it? So I'm going to say some things about fools and about foolishness and about ignorance. And they're kind of related, but they're not the same thing. Knowledge has to be sought after. It just doesn't happen unless it is. You have to seek after it. You have to learn on purpose, or you don't learn. You know, we homeschooled the kids all the way through, pretty much all the way through, except the first year or two, I think. But you got to put some effort to that.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, if you just give the kids the books and say, now, go learn, that's not going to work, is it? They don't learn, do they? We've all known some of these homeschooling families that are, what do you call it? What's that word y'all use for?
Unschoolers.
Well, that's true. But it's
free range.
Free range, that's pretty close. But it's just, well, anyway, there's another word, but they're just real loose about it all. You know, they just, no, if you're going to learn, there has to be some structure and organization and schedule and everything. I mean, when I was a kid, I left home before dark when I was a little bitty kid to go to school. And school started over here, I don't even remember. 8:30 or something like that, but the last bell rang at 20 to 4 every day. All the time I went through school over here at Elsinore, we didn't get out of school until 20 to 4. And that was every day. There's a lot of value in that. You say, well, it don't take that long. Well, we homeschooled our kids, and I found out real quick, you know, just let them work at their own pace. And I said, well, 2 hours, hour and a half, I'm done, Mom. What are you going to do the rest of the day? You get in trouble?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not just what you learn facts out of books and stuff. I mean, there's discipline and order for your life that you learn by having to sit there. You know, and we battled it all the way through. I said, this ain't going to work. There's going to have to be a schedule. School is from this time to this time. Now, if you finish up, you're just going to sit there in the chair until it's over and get that. Take your time. I found out that if you slow down and you have time to learn, you learn better. You learn more.
Yes, sir.
Instead of hurrying so you can get out and go play. We couldn't do that over here. I mean, and then when I was in high school, couldn't do it either. Oh, yeah, we skipped class a lot and we'd go hide somewhere in the basement or somewhere like that. But, you know, not during regular classes we didn't do that. Study hall or something maybe, but Knowledge has to be sought after. Proverbs 16, verse 23. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. You got to dig deeper in somebody to get them to learn. Proverbs 23, verse 12. That's the heart of the wise. Teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Proverbs 23, 12. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. I say it often here preaching, listen. Are you listening? I hope you'll listen. I pray, Lord, help them to listen. Because if you don't listen, you don't learn. How do you get knowledge? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. But you listen, and you watch, and you observe, and you read. I've learned to do a lot of things by reading about it. Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge?" How long is this going to go on? Well, till the last sun up, that's how long it's going to go on. The human race is messed up. And one of the things they're messed up in is that they're simple. They won't listen. They love simplicity and they delight in scorning and hate knowledge. Proverbs 8 and verse 5. "O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart." Verses 10 and 11 in Proverbs 8 says, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Do you get that? All things that may be desired are not to be compared to wisdom. Wisdom is not knowledge. Where do you get knowledge? Well, you seek it. You search for it. I told you I was going to read a lot of scriptures. Proverbs 18, verse 15. Where do you get knowledge? You seek for it. You search for it. Where do you search for it? In the Word of God. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. What is the prudent? He's looking out ahead, isn't he? He's not just looking right now. And he's not looking like a dog at the ground right in front of his feet. He's looking out ahead. The prudent. What does he do? What does that help you do? Get knowledge. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. And the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. There's a difference between hearing and listening.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus said, "Take care of how you hear," take heed how you hear, then he's talking about listening. "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear." Well, everybody hears that their ears work, but not everybody's listening.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Let these words sink deep down into your ears. That means you listen on purpose to what's being said, and you take those words and assimilate them and think about them in your mind and put them together until you understand. And the more valuable the knowledge that is there to be had, the harder it is to do that. I've read some people who write, and they write in such, and their mind is so, complex and their thoughts till I have to just read it and then back up, read it again, and read it real slow. And take a little part and then take another little part until my mind can absorb it. Mm-hmm. Until I can understand what they're saying.
Yep.
A lot of preaching is that way. It's hard to get it across because most people are dull of hearing. That's fact. Most people just won't listen. A lot of people just obviously just play their phones. They just look around. Their eyes are all glazed over. Some people sleep. You're not listening. You're just not listening. And then others are skilled at it because they've been sitting in church since they were a kid. And they can sit there and look right at you and just, and even shake their head and smile once in a while on the cue. And so you think they're listening, but they're not listening either. A lot of the time. Proverbs 15 verse 14, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." Where do you get knowledge? You seek for it. You search for it. "And the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge." Understanding is not knowledge. Wisdom is not knowledge. You can have a bunch of knowledge and no wisdom, no understanding. Yeah, you can be blank and have all this knowledge. The world's full of people like that.
Oh, yes.
They're like dictionaries or encyclopedias or something. I mean, they go to school and they learn all these facts, but they don't know how to put them all together. And they can't make any sense of anything.
That's right.
Where do you get knowledge? You get it from God's Word. You also get it from other people who've got it from God's Word. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why God set this thing up as a church, where we meet together. Why we got pastors and elders and evangelists and all of that. We got different offices in the church, different things. Why? For the edification of the saints.
Yes.
And to bring us all to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what the scripture says there. So what is that all about? Getting knowledge? Yep. Getting understanding? Yep. Getting some wisdom? Yep. And you get it from other people also who have got it from God.
Amen.
I mean, that's why I'm preaching here tonight. That's why you have a preacher that preaches. And that's what this is all about. We're supposed to get something when we come to church. What? What are we supposed to get? An emotional buzz? No, we're supposed to get a... We're supposed to go and just have a good time and just go away feeling good. I've had people tell me I don't like it because I think you ought to go away from church feeling good. Well, I don't usually do that for people, so I'm not worth listening to, see, because it don't make you feel good. You're supposed to get something from God's Word. All of us are when we come to church. It may surprise you, but I get something from my own preaching, probably more than any of the rest of you do, because I study and pray about it and think about it, and I get a lot more out of it. And then, a lot of times I have to go through it. I don't put it all on the radio, but I do some. And I'll have to go through it and edit out all the sneezing and coughing and, things like that. And crashes. Who was it crashed here a week or two ago? It was a great big crash. Everything all right back there? I forgot who it was, but, I take that stuff out. Well, in doing all that, I listen to it again. And sometimes I just... Like, man, I didn't say that. I don't remember saying that. Or I do, but it just didn't... I didn't hear it. Myself.
True.
You understand what I'm saying to you? It just didn't register with me. Now, let me hurry up here. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge aright. I think that was my phone here. I always turn it off, but didn't. Got distracted here before church here. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. All right, now who uses knowledge aright? The wise. But the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. So knowledge without wisdom is bad. It's bad for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1 says, knowledge puffeth up. And it does. Nothing worse than somebody who's got a bunch of knowledge and no wisdom and no understanding, and they think they know everything.
Yes.
You can't tell them anything. They think that knowledge elevates them above everybody else because they know. Well, it don't matter how much you know, if you don't have the ability to use it, it don't do you any good.
That's right, yes, sir.
Knowledge alone doesn't cure ignorance. Wisdom does. Get that? Knowledge alone, just knowing stuff. There's all kinds of people that know what's in this Bible,
yes,
but they can't discern it. They don't rightly divide it. They have no spiritual discernment. And so they come up with all kinds of crazy ideas and doctrines. A fool can take knowledge and turn it into foolishness. Look at the world and what they do. Look at the space program. Look at the geologists. Look at the... what do you call them that study the archaeologists and all of that? And they don't know what to do with some of that stuff they find. Because it don't go along with their theories and their false ideas. Knowledge alone doesn't cure ignorance. And a fool can take knowledge and turn it into foolishness. What was that I read to y'all yet the other night? I said, just listen to this here. The Curiosity rover on Mars had discovered that any evidence of life on Mars could have been erased. But it still didn't less than the fact that they're going to find it. That's what it said. Well, how do you discover that the evidence of life has been erased? They don't even know. I mean, they're trying to prove that life was there one time. They can't. They just struggled and spent billions and billions of dollars and all of this, and they can't prove it, but they know it. They pick up a rock. Somebody picked up a rock a few years ago and said, this came from Mars. Now, you want to explain to me how a rock came from Mars to the Earth, and they can pick it up and say, that come from Mars.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Knowledge.
Brilliant.
Well, that's a fool. I'm just telling you right now, that is a fool. It's foolishness. A fool can take knowledge and turn it into foolishness. Now, who did that? Who come up with that and who supported that whole idea? Dumb, ignorant hillbillies like me? No! It was educated people who are career students. That's who come up with that idea and who promoted it and backed it and believed it to the hilt. Wisdom with a little knowledge will go much further than much knowledge with a little wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. The world is full of people who have a lot of knowledge but no wisdom. We failed in our education systems because we've taught facts and knowledge but left out wisdom. And that wisdom went out when God went out. When God was forbidden to have any part in the education, then you're not going to have any wisdom. You're going to have all this foolishness. Wisdom. You know, we failed because, you know, that's why I've known college graduates that knew all kinds of facts and I know some. Oh my goodness. And they feel very superior because they've been to college. But they can't change the oil in their car. They can't find a dipstick. I knew one, his wife changed the oil in the car.
Yes, she did.
She could pick the car up if she wanted to. That's yes. The truth. That's why the war on drugs didn't work. You can't educate people out of sin and wickedness. You can't educate them out of foolishness. You can't show them how it happens and how to do it without them doing it. You teach them truth and knowledge and you show them wisdom. When I was a little kid in school, you know, the age of these girls and these others here, I've told you all before, but we had Bible ladies who came once a month to our class. And they had a flannel graph and they sang Bible songs. That's where we learned to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And be careful, little lips, what you say. Be careful, little eyes. That's in the public school right over here. They read scriptures to us, taught us those songs, and told us stories out of the Bible. It was okay. Didn't hurt one of us. Didn't turn any of us into evil people. Is there any need to discuss what they're teaching now in the schools?
No.
I can tell you what they're not teaching. That.
That's right.
They're not even teaching many facts. They're teaching indoctrination.
Yes.
In perversion.
Yes.
And politics and everything else. And that's why we have a generation that doesn't have any wisdom. And they don't even have much knowledge. They got Google. That's all they need. No need knowledge. You can get it in. It's right at your fingertips. Ask Google. Why do I need to know it? The Google knows it. Or Siri or whoever else. Depends on which side you're on. Where do you get wisdom? Well, you get it from God and His Word. Psalm 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Well, now you... the light's real important. The light's what gives you understanding. The light's what makes you able to see. See?
Yes.
That's understanding. You can know it's there, but if you can't see it, it's a danger to you, really. You hear me? The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding. That's what we're looking for. To the simple. Simple. It's not about your IQ. It's not about how intelligent you are, or how low your intelligence is. The simple. The entrance of God's Word gives light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119. This is Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You hear a song? We've sang that song. That's another one I haven't sang in a long time. Well, how does that happen? By studying His Word and by applying His Word to your life. That's how you get understanding. The Word has to be applied. You can't just be hearers of the Word. You got to be doers of the Word. And in all that process, you get understanding. How do you get it? Where do you get it? Where do you get wisdom? Well, you can also get it from watching people. Two ways. By observing foolish people and marking the results of living a life of ignorance and the results of living a life without using knowledge aright. If you watch people, foolish people, you'll not want what they've got. You'll not want to be like them. If you'll watch them from the beginning to end, if you'll see the whole picture, you'll try to avoid being like them. You won't want to go that way because the end of that way is not good. And then the other way is from watching and listening to wise people and observing the results of living a life of wisdom and knowledge combined and being teachable with words instead of hard knocks. Watch the people who can learn easily. Mark them. Mark their life. See how it goes. And you can learn wisdom that way. Why does knowledge and wisdom escape so many people? You ever wonder that? Yes. How can you be so dumb? We've all asked that question. You know. You've said that to your kids, haven't you? How in the world, son, boss? You know, that's a little harsh, but you think that in your mind. What in the world? Why would people do that? Why would somebody do that? What's the matter with them? You see these people standing on cliffs, taking pictures, or, you know, doing dumb stuff like that. Jumping off of a 1,000-foot cliff with a wingsuit on or something. Eating Tide Pods. What is the matter with people? Well, they're insane. It's like the guy told me in the sawmill yesterday. Yeah, they're insane. They're crazy. That's for sure. But they sure don't have much knowledge. I mean, if you get to the point where you're eating Tide Pods, you really don't know very much about anything. That's true. Fact. Yes. You've not learned much in your 18 years or whatever you got so far. Need to catch up here. You're way behind. So why does it escape so many people? Well, first, because they're scorners. Proverbs 14, verse 6 says, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." See, knowledge is easy to him that understandeth. Have you ever experienced this? How easy it is to learn something by just watching somebody do it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched somebody do something and you thought, why didn't I think of that? Yes. I've been doing it this way all my life and there's so much easy. What in the world? Well, you learn something. You're a little bit wiser. You have a little bit more knowledge, and you have a little bit more understanding. But a scorner doesn't do that. A scorner may try to find wisdom, but he doesn't find it because he's a scorner. The scorner is one who thinks lightly of and mocks and disdains important matters and wise people. He scorns them. He mocks, makes light of them. You listening? What's a scorner? Somebody just makes light of everything that matters. Doesn't take anything seriously. Or anybody seriously. A scorner is somebody who has no respect for other people or for anything. Major thing in life. If we fail our kids in anything, don't let us fail them in that.
Yes,
Learn to respect other people. Have respect for other people. Have respect for authority. Have respect for offices. Have respect for other people. Treat other people with respect. The Bible says, honor all men.
Yes.
Scorner won't do that. He's one that won't do that. If you don't respect other people, you're a scorner. If you take them lightly and you look at them as nothing, just things in your way, trouble, people are just trouble, you're just a scorner. And a scorner is kin to a fool. Because a scorner seeks wisdom and can't find it. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and so he looks down on everybody else. But really, he's the dumb one, because he don't understand anything. That's why some people miss wisdom and knowledge, because they're a scorner. They got that from their mama, or their daddy, or somebody else that they grew up under that was a scorner.
Yes.
It's like Brother Shepherd made that remark to me about, it's a psychological contagion. Just being around it and the influence of it, you catch it.
Yes.
It's like you catch some disease. They're bad habits, their bad personality, their bad way of treating other people, attitudes and everything. It becomes yours. Yes. It becomes what you are. Because they're fools. Why does knowledge and wisdom escape a lot of people? Because they're fools. Proverbs 23, verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Fools despise wisdom. Because they don't understand. What is a fool? Well, he doesn't understand anything. To be a fool means to be... This is what the dictionary said. Stupid and silly. Stupid is a word that in the past meant that you're just dull of hearing. You can't get through to you. Your ears worked, but you just wouldn't listen. That's what that word was used to mean. And silly just means, you know, he just can't make sense of anything. A fool doesn't take seriously the things that he ought. What do we call foolishness? It's people who won't take anything seriously. Just ha ha ha. Everything's a laugh. Fools make a mock at sin. They laugh at everything. A fool makes a mock at sin. A fool and a scorner are very close kin. Now, there's no cure for a fool. Proverbs 27, verse 22 says this, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. That's Proverbs 18, 2. You can take a fool and bray him in a pestle, in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. The only time we're told that there's any hope is when they're a child. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But what helps about that? The rod of correction will drive it far from him. There's no cure other than that. Proverbs 27 and verse 22. Well, I done read that. I'm sorry. Ignorance leads to being a fool. And being willingly ignorant means you're already a fool. Being ignorant leads to being a fool. You don't want to be ignorant. And being willingly ignorant proves that you're already a fool. Because they think they're already wise and knowledgeable and they'll not stop talking long enough to learn anything. That's why some people miss knowledge and wisdom. They think they already know. When does that come into a person's life? I don't know. What age do you think that comes into a person's life when they just can't talk to them? I mean, they think they know. You can't talk to them because they're always talking.
14.
Well, no, it starts a lot younger than that. These little ones, just as soon as they can start talking and expressing themselves, they want to tell you.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just the way it is now. All these little kids. I remember Anna when she was little. I remember her when she was 5 or 6 years old. She was learning stuff. And I remember her key thing was, did you know,
yes.
You know, did you know that da 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 da? I heard these other kids doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, like, they just discovered it at 4 years old. And they think maybe I haven't heard about this yet. Well, it's just a thing that happens with people. We learn a little bit and we think we know a lot. We learn a little bit and think we know until we go to put it into practice, and then we realize how little we do know about it.
Yes, sir. That's true. Yes, sir.
Proverbs 26 and verse 12 says, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." I mean, the Bible just puts a fool in a terrible situation. And he's compared to the worst. You know, there's more hope of a fool than of a person who's wise in their own conceits. Proverbs 29 and verse 20 says, "Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words?" Here it is again. There's more hope of a fool than of him. Listen to this now. "A fool uttereth
all
his..." Reckon they've heard that verse before. All my kids heard it over and over and over because they just talk, talk, talk. I had the talkingest kids that you ever seen in the world. And I'd tell them often, "You need to talk less. Shut up, shut up. Stop." "A fool uttereth," I'd say it over and over. And they'd say, "All is mine." I said, "See, you know, why don't you quit talking so much? You don't have to tell everything you know. Part of wisdom is that you don't have to tell everything you know. That you a fool uttereth all is mine. But wise man keepeth it in till afterwards." Right. Wise man keeps his mouth shut. Fool just blah, blah, blah. My mom always told me when I was a kid, she said, "It's better to be thought a fool, keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool, than to open it and remove all doubt." Anybody else's mom ever tell them that? Yeah. Well, it's true. It's true. This type of person is unteachable and will never have any wisdom, even though they might have a lot of facts. We're talking about people that think they know already. And I have no need of learning because I know. And so I'm going to tell you. I don't need you to tell me something. I need to tell you. I remember being a kid and, you know, that was the thing. My biggest problem was that my parents just didn't know how much I knew. If they just knew how much I knew, they would understand a little better. But I think all kids have that problem at a certain point in their life. Mom and Dad just don't understand. I think that goes all the way through life. I think when people get old, the kids do them the same way. Brother Owen told me here a while back, he said, "Yeah, you know, when you get about 80 years old, well, you're the dumbest person on the face of the earth. You don't know nothing. You don't remember anything. You don't know how to do anything anymore. You can't do anything anymore." That's right. Proverbs 28 and verse 26, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." And in the world, and all the educational people tell you, trust in your heart. I mean, just follow your heart. Follow your heart, honey. You can't mess up just following your heart. When the Bible says he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, and the heart's desperately wicked, who can know it? Deceitful. But follow your heart. That's pretty bad advice, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir.
Who would give that kind of advice? Somebody with understanding or somebody that's a fool? Boy, that's offensive, ain't it? Because they disregard the Word of God. This is how people miss knowing, having knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Jeremiah verse 8 and chapter 8 and verse 9 says, "The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the Word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them?" The wise men of the world are ashamed. They're dismayed and taken. They've rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. The world's wise men who reject the word of God are fools. Amen. That's why that I tell you all so much, don't go to the world. Don't listen to their yakking. Don't listen to them while they try. Everything's set up anymore that way. You know, there's a great difference in the way the entertainment was back when I was young and the way it is now. They had their subtle messages and all of that. And I know the devil was in it all and his large plan and all of that. But what I see now is that everything is talkers. Everybody is trying to mess with your mind and your thoughts and your understanding. They're trying to get you done. That's what all of the radio, talk radio has been a big thing through all these. What is that all about? Now it's moved over to the internet and the podcast and all of that. And that's what it is. It's not people telling jokes and just having a good time or telling you a story. It's not a drama or a show where they go through these scenes and something's happening and it's a story. It's not like that anymore. It's all about talking and reasoning and trying to get you to think like them. And think different than what you are taught at church, what your mom and daddy taught you. Trying to mess with your thinking. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
That's the danger that we're in now. That's why it's so hard to get anywhere with anybody now. Because there's too many voices talking to their mind, reasoning with them.
That's right.
And they're not entertaining. They're messing with you, trying to convince you to come on board on another train.
Yes.
Not this one. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to his word, it is because there is no light in them. Plain and simple. What's the light? Light's understanding. If you can't see, you're blind. You have no understanding. You don't know what's going on if you can't see, and you can't see without light. Because they want to be ignorant. That's why a lot of people miss wisdom and knowledge and die in their ignorance. They want to be. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. He's talking about there where I talked last week about your faith looking back and how you have to believe Genesis 1:1, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, that's the foundation that you work from. Well, these people don't want to believe that. They want to be ignorant about that. Somebody said something to me the other day. Who was telling me something about somebody, and they said, that is in the Bible? It must have been you, Gary, in Sunday school. They didn't believe that was in the Bible. You quoted some verse to them, and they said, that's in there? They was first started telling you what was in the Bible. Well, it ain't in the Bible about drinking. You don't have... Then you quoted them Proverbs there where the... Yeah. Wine's the mocker. And they said, that ain't in there. Yes, it is. Willingly ignorant. The worst kind of ignorance is it willful ignorance. Being dumb on purpose. Mm-hmm. Knowing you're ignorant and wanting to stay that way on purpose. Boy, you're in for a hard ride if that's your attitude. Proverbs 17, verse 16. I told you I was going to read a lot of scripture. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? That's the first verse we read. They want to stay that way, void of wisdom. Because their evil heart has trapped them in ignorance. That's another reason. John chapter 3 and verse 19, and this is the condemnation. Anybody want to finish that for me? John 3:19, I'm sorry. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Because their evil hearts trapped them in ignorance. Light came into the world. What'd they do? They fled. They hid. They rejected. Because their heart was evil. They loved darkness. Loved the darkness. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Their evil heart and their willingness to be ignorant has them trapped. What's the price of being ignorant? Now right here, I just wish that I could somehow, if there was some way that I could manipulate, or no, that's not the word. If I could, Well, let me just say it in a plain old simple way. If I could make you feel in your emotions what you're going to feel one of these days because of your ignorance, then you'd perk up about it. I mean, we're all here except the children. All of us here are old enough and experienced enough in life to have already been down this road, having to suffer some terrible thing because of our ignorance. We made some terrible decision because we just didn't know what we were doing. And we wouldn't listen to anybody else. And we didn't seek anybody else's counsel, advice. How many of you kicked yourself? Said, how could I have been so stupid? Well, there are degrees of that that you do not imagine. What's the price of being ignorant? Let me just say a few things here. You're a prey for those who are evil if you're ignorant. Proverbs 9 verse 4 and 5 says this, "Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him," this is that strange woman, "Come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled." And what does he do? He falls for it. He's a prey because he's ignorant. Because he's willingly ignorant. Yes. Don't he know what she's up to? Don't he know what's fixing to happen to him? Well, if he knows, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to know. Proverbs 7 verse 6 and 7, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." Simple ones. Among the simple ones. Here's a young man void of what? Understanding. He had some knowledge because he was right there where she was at. Should have known better. You're easy picking for him. You're easily abused and misused by others for their selfish purposes if you're ignorant. I mean, if you just don't know. You shouldn't be ignorant. And if you're going to get on the computer and mess around on the internet, you better not be ignorant. If you're going to mess around with social media, you better not be ignorant. You better learn some basic things, or you'll be like Brother Pete's friend that lost $1,000 this week. Or something much, much worse than losing money. Others are not able to protect you and keep you from their snares forever. You'll be a servant to others. That's a price. Others will take advantage of you. You'll be a prey if you're ignorant. You'll be a servant of others. Proverbs 11 verse 29, "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart." Socialism. All their dreams of utopia and all of this and distributing the wealth and all of that. I read one time, and I believe it's just pretty well true. If you took everybody's money away from them and divided it all up even among every person, within 30 days the same people would have all the money again, and the same people who were busted will be busted again.
That's true.
That's right. Because of that right there. The wise, the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. A person who doesn't have knowledge will be the servant of the one who does. That's the way life works, folks. I don't care what laws the government makes. I don't care how much they cry about racism and discrimination and all of that. It's just the way it works. It's not about anything else but righteousness, godliness, wisdom, and knowledge, and foolishness and ignorance. That's the way people sort out. That's the way everything shakes out with people. A fool is on the bottom. He ends up there. Ignorant. You're going to be servant to the wise of heart. If you like digging ditches, bully for you. If you want to live your whole life digging ditches, well, that's fine. Somebody's got to dig ditches. But if you want to do something more than that, then you better get some knowledge. And you better get some understanding. And I don't mean you have to go to college to get it, because they ain't got much to give there that I have ever seen. Where you get it is plain old, just the Word of God, watching wise people and foolish people, learning about life and how all this works. I told Wyatt, you get a chance to work somewhere, you need to be watching and learning how this thing works and how everybody does everything. If you go to work for somebody and you're just there, like the boy in the sawmill up there that time, you know, had the phone in his hand the whole time. He was just working with one hand. And he's never going to, that ain't going to get you nowhere. You jump in there and you learn what's going on, and you're attentive, and you're there, you know. And you start learning. First thing you know, well, you could be running the place. Yeah, that's right. Or you can learn enough to say, I don't have to work for $10 an hour. I can go get my own. And that's right.
It's true.
Amen. What's the price of ignorance? Being on the bottom.
Yes, sir.
All your life. With others taking advantage of you. Others using you. And nobody able to help you. A person who doesn't have knowledge will be the servant of the one who does. And a person who has knowledge but doesn't know how to use it will be the servant to the one that does. I know several people that I know. I mean, I know them. Who have college degrees, who are doing something else, making lots more money. Yeah? And I'm not just, and you know, Gary's going to college. What he's going to college for, he's studying at home. He still has to put up with a lot of junk from him. But you got to put up a lot of junk at work too, don't you? Yeah. That's what that guy in the hospital at Farmington was telling me yesterday. He said, after 20-some years, he said, I'm getting out of that place. He said, I can't take it anymore. He said, they're insane. This insane bunch of people. They're crazy. The world's going crazy. So he's going to start building houses. Mm-hmm. Something else. Understanding is more important than just knowledge of facts. Let me tell you something. You just can't learn wisdom in school. You learn a lot of things in school. You learn facts. You learn discipline. You learn how to socialize and get along with other people. You know, we did that on the playground. Took care of a lot of problems. I don't know where the teachers were. We'd play on that merry-go-round and throw each other clear across. And no grass, just rocks and gravel and just... And the teacher never even showed up. I don't know how they kept from getting sued. I don't know how somebody kept from getting their neck broke. But we burned out a merry-go-round in 1 year, just as hard as we could go with that thing. Had people hanging on to the bars, going around and around and around. But every once in a while, we'd have a little conflict or something. And somehow, we got it settled without counseling and suspensions. And none of us ever got kicked out of school. They hadn't thought of it yet, and don't guess, because they would have liked to have got rid of us for a while. You'll reap. Do you really want your children and grandchildren to be the servants of others and spend themselves to enrich somebody else, and that's all their life amounts to here? No, I don't. You'll reap what you're sowing. I'm about done. Proverbs 1 verse 29 through 31 says, For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Who's talking? Proverbs 1. No. Whose voice are we reading?
It's wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Let me just go back here to it. We don't read it. I didn't. I just swallowed them up. All right. Wisdom crieth without, verse 20 of chapter 1. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. See, that's what I've been preaching. That's kind of my outline here, what I've been preaching here tonight. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known all my words unto you. Because I have called and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Now, you know, I'm at odds with most everybody right there. They say that's God that'll laugh and mock at you. I say it's not. I say wisdom is talking. Wisdom is what mocks and laughs at you.
Yes.
When you know. And he said, when your fear cometh as desolation, when your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning of the way of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You knew what you were supposed to do. You knew what the right thing to do was, but you didn't do it. Again, there we all fall in there somewhere. We've had that experience in life when we knew what we should have done, but we didn't do it. What does that voice in your heart say to you when you realize, you fool? How could I have been such a fool? I knew better, but I did it anyway. They will be filled with their own devices. Your ignorance will grieve you one day when the fruit starts appearing. Some of the worst things that ever happened to me was because I didn't know. To be filled here means to be weary of your own devices. You'll be sick of your own choices that have brought such misery in your life. This is the price of ignorance. I want to read some more scripture here. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 31. We've wore this out in the last few months here. But even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, Gary. That's what he talked on in Sunday school this morning. Haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. And then what's that next one in there? Without understanding. In the all of that, without understanding. It's a pretty serious thing then, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's not just an option that embellishes your life a little more if you got some of it. No, it's necessary. Covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. If you remain in ignorance, you'll miss the blessings and the promises that come with knowledge and wisdom. And if you remain in ignorance, the very opposite will be true for you. Here's the promises. Proverbs 2, verse 10 through 12. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, unto thy soul. Y'all listening still? When wisdom entereth into thine heart. I mean, have you ever understood something important about life? Understood. Finally understand how this works. Isn't that pleasant?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I mean, when understanding enters into your heart, wisdom, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, then this is the way to be. Discretion shall preserve thee. You know, discretion is being able to discern and to know what to do appropriately for the situation or whatever it is. You'll know what to do. If you're ignorant, you don't ever know what to do. You're always confused. You're always lost. You just don't know what to do. Understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Those people that are always got your ear, that's just talking to you and talking to you and talking to you. If you have understanding, if you love knowledge, and it's pleasant to you, and you have understanding, then discretion will preserve you. And understanding shall keep you and deliver you from that evil man. Proverbs 22 and verse 16 is the last verse. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Do you ever see anybody? Hope you're not. Believe anything they hear. Believe everything they hear. You've heard that. You've seen people like that. Hope you're not like that. Believe anything you hear. Especially if somebody's flattering you. Wisdom will deliver you from being fooled right there. Fooled. How about that? What is a fool? He's somebody that's believed lies. He's in, not even in, he's out of touch with reality. He believes lies. Fools believe lies. And the world, the devil, is always working to lie to us and get us to believe something that's not true. Well, knowledge is truth. Knowledge is truth. It's not lies. So you got your fools and you got your wise people who deal in facts. Let me hurry here. You'll not be preserved or kept, but will fall in the way of the evil man if you remain in ignorance. Strange woman will deceive your heart. You'll be totally vulnerable. That strange woman represents the world. It'll drag you into their sin and their misery. That's the price of ignorance. You're going to end up with them. Price of ignorance. Why is all this sodomite stuff and this transgender stuff and all this happening? Why is it happening? Ignorance. I mean, wickedness, yes. Evil, yes. But how do people that were born when I was fall for all this stuff? They're ignorant. They're willingly ignorant. How can anybody think that you're really a man, but you're in a woman's body? How can anybody think such nonsense as that? Ignorance. Willful ignorance. If you have knowledge, you know that cannot possibly be so. But you become fooled. You become a fool by listening to them. So be a learner. Work at it. Seek after knowledge and apply wisdom. Seek after knowledge. It's better than choice silver. More to be desired than anything else. Of all the things that's to be desired, it's number one. Wisdom is the principal thing. To know how to handle what knowledge you have. Having a lot of knowledge is not, the amount of knowledge is not as important as having wisdom.
That's right. Yes, sir.
To manage and to use the knowledge that you have. You have a little bit of knowledge, and if you got some wisdom, it'll preserve you. Yes, it'll preserve you, even if you're simple.
That's right.
Yep.
In this world. I hope it's hit the target here tonight. I mean, I hope that this is not just a bunch of words and a bunch of scriptures that I've read, but I hope we can take this and apply it in our life practically tomorrow. At work, in our home, in our heart, in our life. We don't need to learn the way of the heathen. The Bible tells us not to do that. But to learn about God, about what's right. Somebody told me years ago, and I believe he was right. He said that, you know, we don't need to study the cults and their doctrine and where it came from. We don't need to study and dissect all about them in order to deal with them. What we need to do is learn the truth and put that in our hearts and minds and everybody else's. And the lie will be obvious. Kind of like people with them at the bank, you know, how they learn to know, recognize counterfeit money. Y'all know that.
Yes.
They learn about the real money, what it really looks like, what it feels like, and everything else. And then when a counterfeit comes, they know, because it's not real. Don't measure up. So what I'm saying to you, what kind of knowledge should you get? Should we just glean through the world and try to get everything that they can tell us? Go here and see what they can, what is that? Go there and see what they can teach me. No. Where do we get knowledge now? The Word of God. Where else? Godly people who've gotten it from the Word of God. In times past, more so than in times present. You'd be better off to go back 400 years and read after some people than you would to be reading after these modern people.
Yes, sir. It's true.
Well, there's some people now that can give you some things, but not like that. You're safer going back.
Mm-hmm.
Into that old world when things were much simpler and clearer. Learn about godliness and truth from some of them. Watch people's lives and watch the ones that travel that road of ignorance and foolishness and carelessness and scorners and see how they end up. See what kind of fruit their life produces. Then watch some godly people who live godly lives and serve God and have some wisdom and understanding and see how their life ends up. Then make your choice. You don't want to be ignorant. Amen. There's a big price to it. You'll suffer greatly for it. You have problems in the future because I know I'm trying to hurry. But you just have problems in the future. Worst problems I've ever had in my life was because of my ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Because I didn't know and didn't think to know. Pay attention. Pay attention to what your kids are doing, what they're thinking. Pay attention to attitudes and spirits and moods and know. Seek to know that stuff. Don't be ignorant there. Don't just let it grow wild. Do something. Do what you can. Know about it. If you know about it and you get wisdom from God about it, you can do something about it. And wisdom will preserve you. Understanding will preserve you. And won't let the devil steal everything away from you. That's the price of ignorance. Yep, you lose big time. Don't want to do that. All right, bow with me. Father, thank you for the Word of God. I've read a lot of scriptures, said a lot of things. I hope, Lord, it's a help to somebody here. I pray it'd be a thing we'd think about. We ought to apply ourselves to learn knowledge, to get wisdom, and to get understanding. And Lord, these come from you, and I pray that we'd seek you for them. Not going to have them if we don't seek for them. You told us that here. You commanded us to do so. So I pray you'd help us to quit seeking after the world and listening to the nonsense and the foolishness and the lies of this world around us, and spend more time seeking the truth and wisdom and understanding from your Word. Please go with us now and help us each one this week. I pray for everybody that's got to go to work on a job somewhere. Please help them. Watch over them. I pray they would be a light where they're at. You'd help them to be a blessing. Help the rest of us too, Lord, to all of us to this week to walk circumspectly, and remind us, Lord, to pray for one another in this battle that we're in. Please bless the homes in our church here. Pray that you'd give wisdom to moms and dads here. And Lord, that there would be enough knowledge to be able to manage things in a way that we can see these children grow up and serve you and not be lost to the world and to sin. Lord, help us. Bless now and watch over us as we all travel away now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's sing that song that we were singing with the kids yesterday. Isn't he wonderful? Yeah.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Yes, he is. Sure is. Amen. Y'all ready to go home, or you want to stay and talk for an hour? All right, you're dismissed. Pray for one another.